Welcome to another Radio Munson. I'm Don. We're here in the GLT studios right on the campus of Illinois State University celebrating Homecoming Week this weekend. And things are looking good here. I hope things are good with you. Welcome aboard. That's Harold Jones playing drums with the Basie Band circa 1968, and a song that said it all for Basie is just called Basie Straight Ahead. Did Sammy Nestico write that? I think he did. And that was Eddie Lockjaw Davis playing that tenor saxophone solo. And that swings us into another Radio Munson here on Homecoming Weekend. Here on the campus of Illinois State University, there's a lot of excitement. And the football team shares in that excitement. This year, once again, I mean, it seems like that's been a recurring theme here the last few years under Coach Brock Spack. They got to the national championship game last year, lost it in a nip and tuck football game, and now they're fighting this weekend against Western Illinois University Leathernecks for first place, for undisputed first place in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. So that's part of what's going on The lights are on, the homecoming lights in Uptown Normal. Yeah, this is going to be a great weekend. The forecast is for some rain tomorrow, not tonight, overnight about 52. We'll have some clouds. Is this the night for the Hunter's Moon? I have more questions than I have answers tonight. I think we're about there, about right around now for the Hunter's Moon. But you may have trouble seeing it because it's going to be cloudy tonight. Then cloudy tomorrow with rain likely and a slight chance of some thundershowers in the afternoon, about to 75 degrees for the high again tomorrow. We've been getting above that 70-degree mark, and that's good. Tomorrow night, showers likely, slight chance of thunderstorms, overnight low 60 degrees, chance of some rain on those Friday night high school football games, and then Saturday turning partly sunny. There's still a chance of rain Saturday, but it's looking pretty good for homecoming Saturday here on the campus of Illinois State University with a high about 68. Sunny skies on Sunday with Sunday's high in the lower 60s, 68 degrees right now, 68 degrees here at the GLT studios. Here's John Pizzarelli in an album that he did with the George Shearing Quintet.
Gotta get my old tuxedo pressed. Gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I gotta look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta tie my shoes and slick my hair. Gotta get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. Well, you can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town.
George Shearing's Quintet with John Pizzarelli here, and I wonder how many Lulus come back to the Illinois State, maybe Illinois State Normal University campus. Maybe that's the school from which they graduated, the predecessor of Illinois State University. If they've been away for a few years, then they're finding that the community has changed. It's a land change. I mean, it's, well, if you've witnessed the change, then you know what that's all about. But consider the people that haven't seen it in progress. We're a special night tonight here on Radio Munson. This is our annual fall ask for you to support the radio station that you depend on throughout the year. And this year, pledge once, give twice. For every contribution to GLT, Heinz Supply will donate lumber to Habitat for Humanity. I'm told that we've already acquired enough lumber to build one house, where our goal is to build three of them. And so we have a ways to go. So we're asking you to call 438-8910 and make your pledge. A lot of you will be renewing your pledges. Some of you will be pledging for the first time. Thank you very much. I can't tell you how much this is important to us. I mean, it's hugely important. Going to talk with station manager Bruce Bergethon here throughout the evening, and I hope that you'll stick around. We're going to play some music from your past, maybe from your mom's and dad's past, maybe your grandparents' past. Here's a good example of that.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone with a draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot till he had a toot. He blows it into the bar in boogie rhythm. He can't blow a note unless a bass and guitar are playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Doo-doo-doo-doo-riada, doo-doo-doo, blows it a to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps and he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy. With boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B.
Boogie bugle boy of Company B. Those Andrews sisters were, I mean, everything they recorded turned to gold back in those days. Those days being the early 1940s. And Patty, Laverne, who was the other one? Maxine Andrews. Were they from Sheboygan, Wisconsin? I think they were. Well, we'll pretend like they were, even if that's not true. Bruce Bergethon's with us this evening, GLT's station manager, and a veteran broadcaster. You know, we've got almost a century worth of...
It's just...
It's scary.
Yeah, scary is exactly the word that it is. It's a pre-Halloween special on Radio Munson.
I'm not sure it's a good thing, but we have it. So we're here. If we meet the goal in this fund drive, we're going to pay for GLT programming, like, for instance, Radio Munson.
And we are also going to build some houses for Habitat for Humanity. We have a partnership going on with Heinz Supply, and that basically means every pledge, every phone call we get at 438-8910, or every online pledge at WGLT.org contributes lumber to help build some homes. And we've already built one, or at least we've assembled enough lumber to build one. And we're working on house number two.
When you turn on the radio each day, you know almost instantly what station you're tuned to, even without looking at the dial. In this case, you know it's GLT.
And that's because you recognize GLT's distinctive sound. The pacing is comfortable. Some would say mellow. The discussions are about issues that matter. The news is reliable. The entertainment is intelligent. And most of all, we talk with you, not at you.
Yeah, GLT is familiar to you as a good friend or your favorite chair. It's where you know you can go for intelligent, engaging programs delivered with that warmth and care you've come to know. And it's what you protect when you contribute your financial support. Ethan Evans and Robbie Muir and Nancy Sultan are waiting for your call at 309-438-8910 right now. They can answer just about any question you might have about supporting GLT. And they'll have you on your way in just a couple of minutes. They know how to. They know the drill here. They know how to get this done.
And actually, Nancy was practicing on herself. She took her own phone call. She said, because she was so eager to list Don Munson as her favorite program on GLT. She likes Morning Edition and the Blues as well. But she made out her own pledge form. She's renewing her support for GLT. She listens to the radio. She listens on her smartphone and on her computer. And she says that this is a very important non-commercial service with fabulous devoted staff. And she is kind of a fabulous devoted volunteer staff tonight.
Absolutely.
And would love to take your call.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for all of your support.
Don, I'm sorry. I hate to be the fiscal agent, but we didn't even mention how much people could give.
They can give anything, but we're suggesting a 10 to 20.
$10 a month.
$10 a month.
That's kind of the sweet spot for a lot of people. But you know, it's a group of independent thinkers that we have listening to us, and people make up their own levels. So you pretty much decide yourself what you want to give, and the phone number is 438-8910.
It's not necessary for us to make all these decisions for you. You're an intelligent group of folks, or of course you wouldn't be listening to this. You'd be, I don't know, listening to something else.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we can lead you to water, but, well, you know how that goes. We're here till 9 o'clock. You're looking good this evening.
Thank you.
That's Jim Cullum and his cornet. Alan Bechet on clarinet. Yeah, I only have eyes for you.
He was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. Who wouldn't believe those lips? Who ever could doubt those eyes? The night that you told me those little white lies, those little white, tiny white, little white lies.
Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah, perfect. With the Marty Paich Dectet. Here on Radio Munson with the Dizzy Gillespie All-Star Big Band, featuring Roy Hargrove on a little vocal, coming up next.
Support for GLT comes from the Gastrointestinal Institute in Normal and their state-of-the-art endoscopic facility. Dr. Stephen Motter provides the latest digestive procedures with the utmost care and compassion. Details at ilgastro.com. This is GLT.
Some like the scat, but ooh, ooh, and ooh, I'm bebopping too.
Say, hey, e, boop, shadoo, you'll say it's something that's new.
Hey, hey, e, e, ooh, ooh, and ooh, I'm bebopping too. I hear it every day, no matter where I go. When I come out late at night, then you sit with it on your radio. A A E E ooh ooh and ooh, I'm bebopping too. I hear it every day.
no matter where I go. When I come home late at night, when you sit with it on your radio.
Heck of a band. Dizzy Gillespie, all-star big band with Roy Hargrove, the trumpeter, doing a little vocal on a song identified with Diz and his guys. Boy, Dizzy Gillespie had some great beboppers on his band. Billy Eckstein sang with that band for a while. He was one of them that came up through the band. You know, Billy Eckstein, who was quite the sex symbol in the late 40s and early 1950s, has almost been forgotten. He had the movie star looks and this great baritone voice, and he was on all the magazines and jukeboxes, and everybody had a crush on him. That they called it a butterscotch voice, Billy Eckstein, deep butterscotch voice. Eckstein and the crucial role he played in paving the way for jazz and rhythm and blues balladeers of the 50s and beyond has been largely forgotten. But those who do remember Eckstein tend to view him as a sort of a relic. But he had great influence on just a lot of the great singers in the second half of the 20th century. But he had a band also in the early 1940s, and he formed it smack in the middle of the first recording band by the American Federation of Musicians. And as a result, no recordings of Eckstein's band exist. He had Dizzy Gillespie was part of that, and Fats Navarro, and Dexter Gordon, and Gene Evans, Sonny Stitt, and there were some others. It was just a great band, but he had a great baritone voice. Billy Eckstein, let's do something by him.
Tell me why you keep fooling little coquette, making fun of the ones who love you.
Little coquette, I
a 1952 recording of Billy Eckstein with Nelson Riddle. And I don't know who the tenor guy was. But Nelson Riddle always had the top musicians in Los Angeles at the time, in the early days of Capitol Records. We're at 7:30 here on GLT on Radio Munson.
And you can pledge once during this special edition of Radio Munson and give twice. I'm Bruce Bergethon sitting in with Don tonight.
And I'm Don. I guess that's all that's left. I'll take that one. Help GLT and Habitat for Humanity build three new homes when you contribute to GLT. Heinz Supply will contribute 2x4s for new Habitat homes.
You all knew that you were listening to Radio Munson, right? It's this the wonderful two-hour trip through some big band swing, some vintage jazz, and a few of Don's memories about Bloomington Normal and McLean County. This show is a perfect fit on GLT. It's been on for, I don't know, about 14 years now. It continues to be entertaining, informative, and it is so local. It's more quality radio on a quality radio station, and we are here to remind you that quality is not cheap. It takes listener dollars to make GLT work, and we would like you to make your pledge of, say, $10 a month, $120 a year to support GLT and Radio Munson. The phone number is 309-438-8910. You can also pledge online at WGLT.org.
When you contribute to GLT, you'll be helping another great community institution, Habitat for Humanity. Heinz Supply, maybe you've heard this, Heinz Supply will contribute lumber to Habitat for Humanity for every pledge to support GLT. Support your public radio station and help build three new Habitat homes with your contribution. Do that right now.
438-8910 is the telephone number. You are supporting Radio Munson. You are also supporting GLT's Sound Ideas, which you heard just before this. And the GLT news team puts that together every day. They bring you essential local and regional news every weekday on Sound Ideas. You can also hear them on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. And we have some pretty good folks here. Don's known some of them for nigh on 30, 40 years, in the case of Willis Kern, I think. They bring their long experience and deep community roots to the interviews and features you hear every weekday on Sound Ideas at 11 and 6.
You can only depend on the GLT news team for thorough, responsible reporting on local events and issues. And Bruce is right. They know. I mean, they know where the bodies are buried around here. You also share their interest in local history. You count on them to turn you on to interesting local art and culture events. It's a great education. You appreciate how they help you get to know people, making a difference in our community.
So pledge once, give twice. You're helping Habitat for Humanity build houses. You're helping build GLT. And you're paying for all the great programs on GLT, from Radio Munson to Sound Ideas, All Things Considered, and Morning Edition. Your pledge of $120 is very important, and we would love to hear from you. 438-8910 is the phone number.
Sweet Georgia Brown, never done better than by Eddie Higgins, playing piano with Bobby Rosengarten's drums and Milt Hinton on bass here on Radio Munson on our Thursday evening. This is not the last show in October, but it's the last one from the GLT studios in October, because next Thursday night I'll be out a little ways up Dove Mountain in Tucson, Arizona, to try to get the stage set for Halloween. Speaking of which, we'll do a Halloween song or two coming up. Here's Dave Prell's saxophones and Joe Williams to sing.
If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know that I wouldn't go till I told you, honey, why I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you for just an hour, if I could be with you. I'm so blue, I don't know what to do. All day long, I'm pining just for you. I did wrong when I let you go away, for now I grieve about you night and day. I'm unhappy and dissatisfied, but I'd be happy if I had you by my side. If I could be with you, I would love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I want you to know I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, why I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I could be with you, it sure would be right. I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you just 1 hour, baby. If I
Support for GLT comes from Forget-Me-Not Flowers, where their floral designers can help you surprise someone special in your life with a bouquet of daisies, a live green plant, or a vase of lilies. Arrangements run from traditional to contemporary, and delivery is available at 829-1001. This is GLT.
Every day, you invite GLT into your home through your radio or smartphone. During this fund drive campaign, GLT is inviting you to help build a home. Every contribution to GLT will provide 2x4s to Habitat for Humanity thanks to Heinz Supply. It's our Listen, Pledge, Build partnership.
Hi, I'm Sherry Bruin. Thanks for your contribution to GLT. You're providing lumber for 3 new Habitat homes like mine.
Learn more about our Listen, Pledge, Build partnership and make your contribution at WGLT.org.
Thank you.
is Neil Hefti's band, and Everything I've Got Belongs to You. It does, too, bringing these sometimes obscure bands, obscure tunes, sort of like Bruce Bergethon does, acousticity. I think my music library is large. It's nothing. It's nothing compared to Bruce's. There's a song, though, that I've thought I would play someday, and I just haven't been able to bring myself to do it until tonight. And I'm doing it tonight because I'm thinking of Illinois State University's football team in its homecoming game against Western Illinois on Saturday afternoon. And I'm thinking about Marshawn Coppertz, the leading rusher for the Redbirds and an All-American. And I'm thinking about how many times he's toted the old pigskin, not just for first downs, but for touchdowns. And, well, if he'd been born about 50 years earlier, there would have been a song written about him, which I'm going to up and play here in just a few minutes.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah, I know you can.
Yeah.
We're trying to raise listener support for GLT programs this evening here on Radio Munson. We're trying to build three houses for Habitat for Humanity families. I'm Don Munson in with Bruce Bergethon this evening.
And we're doing what we call our Listen, Pledge, Build partnership. Your $10 a month contribution right now gives twice. Of course, it gives to GLT. It helps support programs like Radio Munson. It also triggers Heinz Supply to donate a pair of 2x4s to Habitat, and that happens for every pledge to GLT tonight and for the rest of the drive. So give us a call at 438-8910 or go online to WGLT.org. I thought that the internet was not, in fact, working because we haven't had an online pledge for a little while. But a good friend from Normal has renewed his support.
That's so good to know.
That's very reassuring. Yeah. your GLT listening may have started with your Thursday night appointment with Don here on Radio Munson. And by now, you may have some other appointments that you keep with GLT, like This American Life with Ira Glass or Weekend Edition on Saturday or Sunday, maybe GLT Sound Ideas.
So now it may be time to make that first-time contribution to help pay for all you're listening to. How about it? Listener support helps pay for Radio Munson. We gauge this show's importance to you in part by the number of contributions the show receives. So you can show us Radio Munson and everything you listen to on GLT is important by contributing right now.
And, you know, this is the only chance you have to support Radio Munson specifically. If you're a big band fan or if you just like hearing some of those stories that Don brings every week, then this is the time to call, 438-8910. The best way to ensure you can rely on any show on GLT is to help pay for it, period. Everything GLT brings to you is entirely dependent on your willingness to pay your fair share. And there's never been a better time for you to make your first-time contribution to GLT, so please do it now, because you'll be so glad that you did.
You may not feel like you're one of those hardcore listeners who needs to pitch in and contribute to GLT. After all, it's not like you're listening 24 hours a day.
Well, maybe you're with us for just a few minutes every morning, and a couple hours as you're cleaning house on the weekend. And while you're cooking dinner on Thursday night, and before you know it, you're spending a lot of time with GLT. And what we ask you to do is some simple math. You figure out how much time you spend with the station, how much is that worth to you? How much would it be a hole if it went away now? Well, look at it the positive way. Contribute an appropriate amount for the amount of time that you spend with GLT. Decide what's right. Make that first-time contribution. We are always surprised, actually, at the way people, you know, we think, well, people just pay a little bit the first time. Some people come in with $500,000 contributions the first time.
That's great.
So
GLT volunteers, Ethan Evans, Robbie Muir, Nancy Sultan, Victor Noel, who's wearing a Brooklyn Dodgers cap this evening.
Yeah.
I love that.
And, you know, it's been a long time since the Dodgers won the World Series.
Well, we'll talk to him about that later. The number is 309-438-8910. So thanks to all who've pledged so far, including Paige Proctor, who is a longtime resident of McLean County and a good friend of Radio Munson, longtime jazz fan, and he might even wince a little bit when we play this one for Marshawn Coppertz this evening, ISU's leading ground gainer.
They always call him Mr. Touchdown. They always call him Mr. T.
the day he murdered Minnesota. Remember the day he pickled old Purdue. The boys from Notre Dame had never been the same. He took Wisconsin's white and red and made them black and blue instead. And look at the way he broke the heart of Harvard. He knocked the double out from Illinois. Look out, sister, here comes Mr. Touchdown, our boy. They always call him Mr. Touchdown. They always call him Mr. T. He can run and kick and throw. Give him the ball and just look at him go. Hip hip hooray for Mr. Touchdown. He's gonna be there today. So give a great big cheer for the hero of the year, Mr. Touchdown, USA.
Going to hear fair like that on any other radio station in America, probably. Well, the Crew Cuts deserve a little airtime here. The Crew Cuts, early 1950s, mid-1950s, Shaboom, remember that song? That was a popular song. That was a group. Four guys from Toronto, Canada. On Radio Munson. I'm glad you're here. You know, it's a nice day today. And tomorrow we're going to have some clouds and maybe a little rain even, with some afternoon thundershowers possible. High of 75 tomorrow. Showers likely tomorrow night, about more than a 50% chance, with a slight chance of a thundershower even, overnight low 60. Saturday for a homecoming football day here at Illinois State University, turning partly sunny. A chance of rain still remains, but turning partly sunny and a high of about 68 degrees. Good Indian summer weather, seems to me.
Summer, you old Indian summer, you're the tear that comes after June time's laughter. You see so many dreams that don't come true, dreams we fashioned when summertime was new. You are here to watch over some heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell to you ending in summer. You old Indian summer, you're the tear that comes after June time's laughter. You see so many dreams that don't come true. Dreams we fashioned when summertime was new. You are here to watch over some heart that is broken by the word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say goodbye, get lost. Say farewell, you Indian summer.
That's Anita O'Day with the Bill Holman arrangement of a song that seems appropriate now. I mean, I don't know if we're technically in Indian summer. My understanding is you have to have a freeze first. It has to get low enough that you get a freeze. Well, we've had that. We've had frost certainly on the grass outside our house, and then it warms up again. And that's what we've had here the last few days. It's warmed up very nicely. Thank you very much. We are here till 9 o'clock. I'm glad you stopped by. Our address, 89.1 or 103.5. It's just a little street, but it's where people meet. And Tony Bennett sang a song about that with Ralph Sharon, his longtime piano player. Here it is.
Just a little street where old friends meet. I'd love to wander back someday to you. It may be old and sort of tumbled down. It means a lot to folks in my hometown. Although I'm rich or poor, I still feel sure I'm welcome as the flowers in May. It's just a little street where old friends meet and treat you in the same old way. Take it, Ralph. Feel sure I'm welcome as the flowers in May. It's just a little street where old friends meet and treat you in the same old way. Not Basin Street or even Easy Street. It's just a little street where old